Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, and lighten us with thy celestial fire. Amen. Because of the Holy Spirit, everything is different. That is the point of this sermon. Because of the Holy Spirit, everything is different. Yes, today is the Feast of Pentecost, but as you all just learned, it is also Youth Sunday at St. Luke's, in which we celebrate all of our children and youth and recognize our graduates. And whether you're here in the church today or watching online from home, I want you to participate in this sermon with some call and response. Instead of talking about who the Holy Spirit is, let's focus today on what the Holy Spirit does. In the reading from Acts, the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples in the form of fire. And so by thinking about fire, we can better understand what the Holy Spirit does in our world and in our lives. And our children helped us with their fire sticks to think of the Holy Spirit in these terms of fire. And so in this sermon, a lot, I am going to say, everything is different. And you will respond by saying, because of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit came down as fire, and now everything is different. Because of the Holy Spirit. So thinking about fire, the first thing that the Holy Spirit does is that she enables us to praise God. And Phoebe, that is in the text. I'm not adding that for you. And yes, I said she. Calling the Holy Spirit it really is not helpful because the Holy Spirit is not an it. Rather, the Holy Spirit is a person of the Holy Trinity. She is just as correct as he, as the word for spirit in Hebrew is feminine. And from the earliest days of the church, theologians have referred to the spirit grammatically as feminine. And maybe it shakes you up a little bit, it makes you uncomfortable. Well, that's exactly the sort of thing that the Holy Spirit would do. But fire is what we use to light our candles when we begin worship. And this is what the Holy Spirit helps us to do. As we heard in the psalm, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. It is the Holy Spirit who helps us to pray, even when we do not have the words. This is what St. Paul wrote in the reading from Romans. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. The Holy Spirit is like the flame of a candle that helps us to praise God even when we don't have the words, even when we don't know what to say. Everything is different because of the Holy Spirit. And like a campfire, the Holy Spirit draws us to gather around it in beloved community. As we heard in Acts, people from all sorts of places came together that day. And two of them are particularly interesting, the Medes and the Elamites. Because on the day of Pentecost, those cultural groups had been extinct for hundreds of years. It would be as if I told you that yesterday, when I was out, I saw a Viking walking a pet woolly mammoth down the street. Well, the Holy Spirit can make things happen that we thought were impossible, things like beloved community. And so everything is different. And we heard that the Spirit fell on young and old, slave and free, male and female. And we see this most wondrously in the youth of St. Luke's who are full of the Spirit. And in particular, our graduating high school seniors, as we saw the Spirit moving in their lives. The Holy Spirit is for all people. But if I'm honest, I will tell you that I find that to be incredibly frustrating. I was talking to someone the other day complaining about how Christians often misuse and misunderstand their faith to push certain political agendas. And I lamented that these people have no theological training, no formal academic degree, no qualifications whatsoever to have an opinion on the subject. I, on the other hand, of course, have a bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree in religious studies and a dozen years of academic training to go along with a dozen years of experience as ordained clergy. But then I confessed rather begrudgingly, that everything is different because of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, some uneducated know-nothing might actually be given more of the truth about God than me through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not discriminate, and she does not review resumes. Rather, she falls on all people and draws all people to gather around her fire of beloved community. As frustrating as that might be to those of us who think that we've earned something, everything is different. Like the forge that has a fire in it that's used to make new things, the Holy Spirit creates new things in our lives. As the psalm says, you send forth your spirit and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. When you are stuck, when you've got no options left, when you don't know what to do next, there's always another move for God, and everything is different. Now, this both gives us hope in knowing that our limits are not God's limits, but this is also scary, because we don't always like change or new things. Sometimes we get rather comfortable in our old patterns, in our old ways. Yes, everything is different, but we don't always like difference, do we? Sometimes you'll hear the Holy Spirit referred to as the Holy Comforter, and that's true. But sometimes she is more of the Holy Disruptor. The Holy Spirit is a transforming fire, and so everything is different. Now, another thing that fire does is it guides us when we can't see. Think about a lantern. The Holy Spirit is like that sort of guiding light, and it leads us into the truths of God, as Jesus puts it. We hear in John, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, she will guide you into all the truth. In other words, God isn't done with us. We might be old dogs, but God intends to teach us some new tricks. And so that phrase that we hear in the church and in society, but we've never done it that way, can be met with the response that, well, everything is different. We don't know it all. None of us has all the answers, but through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we will be given what we need to know when we need to know it. The Spirit will give us her daily bread of wisdom. And when we are cold, fire warms us up. And so it is meet and right to see the Holy Spirit as the Holy Comforter. She is always with us, and so we are never alone, never without an advocate. When Jesus made that promise, remember, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, the Holy Spirit is how God makes good on that promise. God's presence is always with us, and so everything is different. Fire, we also know, is powerful. Think about an engine or a rocket ship launching. The Holy Spirit is incredibly powerful and sets us ablaze with the power of God. And this power is no longer contained to burning bushes or mighty deeds like the parting of the Red Sea, but that power now resides in you and in me. We have been gifted this power of God, and so everything is different. And remember, as Jesus says, don't put that light under a bushel, but let it shine. And the last thing that I'll point out about fire is that, as we have seen in the tragic wildfires that seem to sweep across the West Coast every summer, fire is uncontrollable and untamable. Fire will do what fire does, burn, and nothing will stop it until it is done burning. The Holy Spirit reminds us that God is always a mystery to us, something we can never predict or control. And so, as recipients of the Holy Spirit, we ought to be humble and confess that control is merely an idolatrous illusion. Though we like to delude ourselves into thinking that we are in charge, we are not, and everything is different. The Holy Spirit is like the candles of worship, like a campfire that gathers us in beloved community, like the creative fire of a forge, like the guiding light of a lantern, like a fire that comforts us, like the power of an engine, like an untamable blaze. Pentecost, though, is not about the beginning or the coming of the Holy Spirit, as she has been a part of the Holy Trinity, as eternal and everlasting as God the Father and Jesus Christ. Rather, Pentecost is about the gifting of this fire of God's power and God's love in all of us. And so it really is true that everything is different.